Welcome to the Immigrants in the USA podcast, where we understand that the journey of moving to a new country is filled with both hope and challenges. As immigrants ourselves, we have experienced firsthand the excitement of starting anew while navigating the complexities of life in America. Our podcast was born out of a deep desire to offer support and guidance to others like us, those who are already living here or dreaming of making the leap. Each week, we share three thoughtfully crafted episodes that cover an array of essential topics, from understanding American education systems and exploring travel destinations to achieving professional success and mastering financial literacy. Our mission is simple: to empower you with valuable insights and practical advice as you chart your own path in this diverse land. Whether you're seeking tips on improving your English skills or looking for inspiration on how to thrive in your new environment, we're here for you every step of the way. Together, let's navigate this beautiful tapestry of experiences that define life as an immigrant in the USA. Welcome to the Immigrants in the United States of America podcast. For the next few months, our podcast episodes published on Wednesdays will include excerpts from Maestro Circe's ebook, Job Search Strategies for Immigrants in the USA, to help you further understand, be better prepared professionally, and thrive in the United States of America. Are you ready? Let's begin.
Welcome to the Immigrants in the USA podcast, where we equip current and future immigrants in the United States with practical advice and valuable insights. In today's episode, we will cover Maestro Circe's ebook titled, Job Search Success Strategies for Immigrants in the USA. Today, we will focus on Chapter 2, Crafting an Outstanding Resume, including subchapter formatting and design tips. Are you ready to begin? Let's get started. Job Search Success Strategies for Immigrants in the USA. Chapter 2, Crafting an Outstanding Resume. Formatting and Design Tips. 1. Font Choices. When it comes to selecting a font for your resume, it is important to choose one that is professional and easy to read. Avoid using decorative or overly stylized fonts that may detract from the content of your resume. Instead, opt for clean and simple fonts such as Arial, Calibri, or Times New Roman. These fonts have been widely accepted in the professional world and will ensure that your resume looks polished and professional. Remember to maintain consistency in font choices throughout your resume. Use a larger font, around 12 or 14 points, for your name and section headings, and a slightly smaller font, around 10 or 11 points, for the body of the text. This will help structure your resume and make it easier for employers to navigate. 2. Section headings. Employers typically spend only a few seconds scanning a resume to determine whether the candidate is a potential fit for the position. In order to make it easy for them to find the information they are looking for, it is crucial to use clear and concise section headings. These headings should be bolded and have a slightly larger font size than the rest of the text. Consider using headings such as Professional Experience, Education, and Skills. These standard headings are easily recognizable and will guide employers through your resume. Additionally, you can customize your headings to highlight specific skills or achievements that are relevant to the position you are applying for. For example, if you are applying for a customer service role, you can include a customer service experience heading to emphasize your relevant experience in this area. 3. Design elements. In addition to font choices and section headings, there are other design elements that can enhance the overall presentation of your resume. Here are a few tips to consider. Utilize white space. Avoid overcrowding your resume with text. Leave sufficient white space between sections and paragraphs to create a visually appealing and easy-to-read document. B. Use bullet points. Instead of lengthy paragraphs, use bullet points to highlight your achievements and responsibilities. This makes the information easier to skim and helps employers quickly identify your key qualifications. C. Incorporate visual hierarchy. Use different font sizes, bolding, and italics to create visual hierarchy and draw attention to important information. For example, you can bold your job titles or company names to make them stand out. D. Consider color sparingly. While a touch of color can make your resume visually appealing, it is important to use it sparingly and tastefully. Stick to a neutral color palette and limit the use of color to section headings or key highlights. Remember that the content of your resume is the most important aspect, so the design elements should complement rather than overpower it. 4. Proofread and test. Once you have finalized the formatting and design of your resume, it is crucial to proofread it carefully and test its readability. Check for spelling and grammar errors, and ensure that the font size is consistent throughout the document. It is also helpful to ask someone else to review your resume and provide feedback. Fresh eyes can often catch mistakes or inconsistencies that you might have missed. In addition, test the readability of your resume by printing it out and reading it in its physical form. Sometimes, what appears legible on a computer screen may not translate as well on paper. Adjust the font size or formatting if necessary to ensure that the content is clear and easy to read. By adhering to these formatting and design tips, you can create a visually appealing and well-structured resume that will make a positive impression on potential employers. Remember to tailor your resume to each specific job application, highlighting the qualifications and experiences that are most relevant to the position. With a well-designed resume in hand, you will be better equipped to navigate the job search process and secure employment opportunities in the United States.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of our Immigrants in the USA podcast, where we understand that the journey of moving to a new country is filled with both hope and challenges. Join us again as we share three distinct episodes each week that cover an array of essential topics, from understanding American education systems and exploring travel destinations to achieving personal and professional success and mastering financial literacy. You are invited to also visit our official website for Immigrants in the USA at www.immigrantsinthe.us. Together, let's navigate this beautiful tapestry of experiences that define life as an immigrant in the USA.